Right. So earlier in the week, I caught up with Lisa Marie Walters. She's from Moments of Pleasure, the Kate Bush tribute, and they are playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 3rd of November. Lovely to have you back on the show.
Hello.
I reckon it's been a couple of years since we last spoke, something like that. What have you been up to since we last spoke?
Probably. It's been absolutely crazy, what with
COVID.
Stranger Things and COVID and everything happening. Yeah, but Stranger Things was a big thing that happened for Kate, obviously, so we've been quite busy since then.
I bet. Yeah, amazing. I actually played, I was at Coronation Street the other day, I'm an extra on there, and one of your songs came through running up that hill, and someone went, "Oh, have you been watching Stranger Things?" I think they thought that you were actually Kate Bush, and I was playing Kate Bush's song. Yeah. So that's testament to yourselves. So you're playing at Alexander's Live this Thursday, the 3rd of November. Are you looking forward to going back?
Yes. Yeah, it was a great gig last time. It was lovely and intimate, and it was a really good sound. It's a really nice venue there.
Really is. Yeah, Chester welcomes you back next Thursday. So it says on your website that Moments of Pleasure, the music of Kate Bush, are a group of experienced and dedicated musicians and avid fans of Kate Bush who endeavour to pay homage to her amazing talent and music and bring it to the live stage. Tell us a little bit about your background as a band.
Well, as a band, we formed at the beginning of 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay, quite fresh.
So we were only kind of, it is quite fresh, really, although we're all huge lifelong fans.
Yeah.
The actual band was only formed then, but obviously we kind of got together. The momentum just took off straight away.
Yeah.
It was like it just all fell into place.
Amazing.
It was going amazingly well, and obviously COVID struck.
Spanner in the works.
Yeah, it was really hard work to keep things going for that sort of that time, but we did. We managed to keep things going. We did like online recordings and live streams and all kinds of things, and we actually got quite a big following online during that time anyway.
Excellent, that's brilliant.
Yeah, and now obviously we're back out and at it again, which is just amazing, and we're really enjoying it now. So,
amazing stuff. Well, it's great that you carried on, because some musicians didn't carry on or were really affected by it, so that's absolutely great. And as you said about Stranger Things being giving Kate's music another push, and as a musician myself, I definitely found a newfound appreciation for the music of Kate Bush, realizing it's far more intricate and eccentric than I thought. So amazing, respect to you for doing such amazing testament to the music of Kate Bush.
Thank you. I mean, it's really important to us that we are authentic to it as well, because a lot of tribute bands, well, not all of them, but some tribute bands, especially for Kate Bush, can be a little bit gimmicky.
Exactly.
A little bit kind of, you know, parody-like, and it's really important to us that we're not like that.
No.
The music's really important, and we absolutely love it. And like you say, it really is not easy music to play.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. Massive respect, honestly.
Thank you.
So, are you fully booked up for the rest of 2022 and into 2023? I suppose you are, really, aren't you? Yeah.
Next year, up till sort of November, we are really booked up.
Wow. Well, so a year in advance. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Really exciting.
Yeah.
So finally to be back out doing it, and that the audiences have been absolutely lovely.
Definitely.
So it's really nice.
So lastly, Lisa, where can you be looked up online to whet people's appetites for your gig next Thursday, the 3rd of November?
Oh, right. We are on Facebook.
Yeah.
We're called Moments of Pleasure Band. If you put that into Facebook, we'll come up.
Okay.
And we also have a website, which is momentsofpleasure.co.uk. And we're on YouTube as well, so we have videos on all of those mediums.
Thanks, Lisa. Well, it has been a pleasure catching up with you. All the very best for your gig at Alexander's Live on Thursday the 3rd, and for the rest of the year and beyond as well. Great catching up.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
That was Lisa Marie Walters there from Moments of Pleasure, the Kate Bush tribute, who are playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 3rd of November. And here is their rendition of Hounds of Love. Enjoy. It's brilliant.
It's in the trees. It's coming. Yeah.
absolutely brilliant. She sounds so like her, doesn't she? That was Elise Marie Walters from Moments of Pleasure, the Kate Bush tribute, singing Hounds of Love. If you want to book tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live this coming Thursday, all you've got to do is head over to alexanderslive.com. And here's another little treat for you. It's Moments of Pleasure, Elise Marie Walters, as a Kate Bush tribute, singing Running Up That Hill. Absolutely love this, and it sounds like the real deal. She's definitely the next best thing to Kate Bush. Absolutely brilliant.
Doesn't hurt me, yeah, yeah. Do you wanna feel how it feels? Yeah, yeah. Do you wanna know that it doesn't hurt me? Yeah, yeah. Do you wanna hear about the deal? Yeah, yeah. It's you. Oh,
told you, she's the next best thing. That was Lisa Marie Walters there from Moments of Pleasure, the Kate Bush tribute, singing Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. And as I said, to book tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live this coming Thursday, all you've got to do is head over to alexanderslive.com. I actually watched a couple of documentaries on Kate Bush recently. Absolutely fascinating. If you haven't looked into the life of her, then do it. She is a very fascinating person, and doesn't like to come out into the limelight much, but she's honestly, it's basically, it's worth a watch.